Smack.
She broke a needle, now she can't sew.
So Seven finally went and done it. Or did he? Am I speaking English goodly? Or well? It all depends on how you phrase things. Or as Eric Clapton once said in a song, it's in the way that you use it. And the thing that Michael Vick, a.k.a. Seven, as we referred to him on OSG Sports Radio, did was use the language to try to deflect from a situation or a circumstance or some other word in the English language. More on Webster's after this.
Phil, there's a couple of things you and I have in common.
That's right, and we get to talk about it for pretty much... Couldn't get my thoughts organized there.
Brother Phil, there's two things you and I have in common, and I forgot what they were.
We both flub up our lines?
Brother Phil, there's two things you and I have in common. We like to talk sports, and we love college football.
We love it so much that we're going to talk about it every week for the whole entire college football season. We're going to bring our cast of characters with us.
That's right. It'll be the College Football Preview Show right here on OSG Sports Radio. Phil, we're going to hear from the coaches. We're going to get all sorts of insight on college football and have fun with it.
And if we're lucky, we'll even get to take you to a few games. So make sure you tune in, OSG Sports Radio and the College Football Preview Show.
Right here on the OSG Radio Network.
The Count Pointer Count College Football Preview Show on OSG Sports Radio and the World Internet Radio Network.
The stadium rocks and swings.
So what is in a name? Is Michael Vick helping the federal authorities? Is he a government informant? Is he a snitch? Is he a CI, as they've said on some of those lovely Law and Order shows that happen on television? In his summary of facts, you sit there and you say, well, I helped in the gambling enterprise. I didn't take any of the money, but I bankrolled it. So then if you're the bank, aren't you still involved in the gambling enterprise? The Statement of Facts, Section 42, next to last item, specifically says, in April of 2007, he aided in the killing of dogs that did not run well. So if he says he didn't participate in it, but he was a party to it and told the other guys what to do, I'd like to think that you're still involved in the process. So you are involved, you're not involved. I bankrolled it, but I didn't take any of the money. I gave it to the other three guys. All this to me means circular logic in an attempt to save his own ass. But did he save his own ass? Not particularly. Roger Goodell, in his notations to Michael Vick in an open letter, really wasn't all that impressed with what he was able to come up with as excuses or what have you. And Goodell, pretty much 10 or 15 minutes after everything hit the fan late Friday afternoon, came up with an indefinite suspension of Seven. In the letter, you know, purchasing pieces of property, establishing dogfighting enterprises, and quoting the Jolly Roger, your admitted conduct is not only illegal but also cruel and reprehensible. The conduct your co-defendants have admitted to, in which you are directly implicated, simply reinforces that conclusion. You have lied to your teammates and coaches, to the Falcons owner and management, and also to me. Your plea agreement and the plea agreements of your co-defendants also demonstrate your significant involvement in illegal gambling, even if you did not place bets. As you contend, your actions in funding the betting and your association with illegal gambling both violate the terms of your player contract, exposing you to corrupting influence and derogation. One of the most fundamental responsibilities of an NFL player, you've engaged in conduct detrimental to the welfare of the NFL and have violated the league personal conduct policy. So, safe to say Seven's in a lot of trouble, or he's in difficulty, or he's going to have issues. But did he, or didn't he? He'll always have detractors, he'll always have supporters. Of course, would you rather listen to Fred McCrary, Jamie Foxx, Stephon Marbury, or perhaps someone with sense, or responsibility, or age? It's kind of like this was a smack flash, or was it a commentary? It's all in how you word it. Those are my thoughts. I welcome yours.